Denise, Tim Carter, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
We're just doing great today. So what's your problem? What's the problem at your home?
Okay, I just have ceiling cracks, and since I just bought this home recently, I just want to make sure it's nothing major and see if there's someone in particular I should call to look at this.
Tell me about how old the house is.
It's 13 years. It's a townhouse.
Okay. And are the cracks... You've only been at how long? When did you move in?
March.
Okay. And were the cracks there in March?
A couple of them, yes.
Okay. Are they... If you can remember back, do you think the crack... Are there more cracks now than there were in March? Or do you think you just...
Yes, I think there are more now.
You think there are more. I mean, you don't think... Is it possible that you just didn't really see them? You really weren't looking?
That's possible.
Okay, all right. Are the cracks any bigger or smaller than they were in March?
I think they're a little bigger.
Okay. I was hoping you would not say that. Okay, here's typically sometimes what happens. Houses are a lot like our bodies, meaning that you've got your elbows and your knees and your ankles. You know how your fingers bend?
You know,
we've got joints in our bodies. You know, we're just not like one big long piece of steel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, houses are the exact same way. But the problem is they don't always, these joints, these flex points, are not always where you want them to be. And so what happens is houses kind of expand and contract, kind of like blowing up a balloon. Like as you start to blow up a balloon, it kind of starts to expand, and if you let the air out, the balloon gets small again, okay?
Yeah.
Well, what happens, especially in climates like where you live, the humidity changes during the year. Okay? In other words, it's drier in the wintertime than it is in the summertime. So what often happens is in some houses, you'll get the lumber that's back behind the walls actually expands and contracts like these balloons. And in the wintertime, the cracks will be larger than in the summertime because as the wood shrinks, you know, the things kind of, you get tension that kind of pulls things apart.
Right.
And then in the summer, as the humidity starts to build, the wood starts to swell back up, you know, it swells up and it kind of closes the cracks down a little bit.
Okay.
All right, so that's why I was hoping you were going to say, well, Tim, the cracks are a little smaller now. But so if you,
okay.
So if you think they're a little bigger, so if cracks start to get bigger and bigger and bigger, that's a bad thing, which tells me that... Now, I'm not saying this is for sure in your case, but if a crack just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, it means the whole house is being torn apart by something, you know, like a bad foundation, termites eating something up, who knows what it could be.
Okay.
So what I would do is I would love to see you, what's the width of this crack, the widest crack? What could you fit into that crack right now? I mean, could you fit a quarter? Could you fit a... like a pencil? I mean, that's a pretty big crack.
No, not a pencil. Like some type of coin, maybe.
Like a coin or a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you, here's how the professionals do it. Do you have a very accurate ruler like that has millimeters on it at your house? You know, like sometimes you'll see a ruler that's got inches and then on the other edge it's got centimeters.
I don't, but I can get one.
Yeah, you can get one. They're really inexpensive. Just go to one of the office supply stores and get one of those inexpensive rulers. Okay, here's how the pros do it. They will actually take, they'll go to the crack. They'll go to one part of the crack, and they will take a very fine, felt tip marker. I mean, ultra fine point.
Mm-hmm.
And they will draw a line perpendicular across the crack.
Okay.
It's really important that you actually make a line. You're going to be able to paint over it later. I mean, you think about it. You're going to have to repair the crack anyway, right?
Right.
So who cares if we put a line on the wall?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to make this line across the crack. And what that line is it just becomes a point of where you're measuring the width of the crack.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take a reading of the measurement of the crack today or tomorrow.
Okay.
And you're going to start keeping a journal. And once a week, I want you to measure the crack.
Okay.
And I measure it accurately, like this is 2 millimeters or 3 millimeters. So all of a sudden, we're going to start to create a history of what this crack is doing.
Okay.
And, if the crack is getting bigger and smaller, big, small, that's a good thing.
Okay.
If it's starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger, that's a bad thing, and you're going to call in a residential structural engineer.
Okay.
Now, the way to fix it, the way I like fixing the cracks is, let's just say it gets bigger, smaller, it's nothing to worry about. I like to caulk the cracks.
Okay.
You know, and try to catch it when it's at its biggest, and you're going to get some urethane caulk, because urethane caulk has got the greatest amount of stretchability.
Okay.
And you can actually go to one of the home centers, and if you look on the labels of the caulks, they'll tell you that they contain urethane.
Okay.
And you're going to caulk that crack once or twice, because when you caulk it and smooth over it with a sponge, it's going to look great, but the next day it's going to shrink a little bit.
Okay.
And that's how you're going to deal with it.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, pal.
Okay,
well,
thank you very
thanks for
much.
Calling us the builder.